வந்தேகம்
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 27th of April, 1976, in Auckland, New Zealand.
Have you been to New Zealand before?
Twice. When the DTOF installed, I installed personally. Then I think I came last year.
You're the leader of how many disciples or devotees throughout the world?
Personally, I got not less than 10,000. But I was deputed by my Guru Maharaj to make propaganda in the Western countries. So this movement, of course, I have started in the Western countries, but in India, it is very common movement, Hare Krishna. Everyone knows.
Are you sort of concerned about the what seems to be an increasing number of gurus and swamis throughout the world?
The question is, are you concerned with the increasing number of gurus and swamis around the world?
No. We are concerned that in spite of so-called education and advancement of civilization, people have been kept in darkness about real knowledge. So it is our little attempt to open them to the real platform of knowledge.
Well, what do you hope to achieve by your short visit here to New Zealand, where you don't have very big following at all?
Just to encourage my disciples, they are also trying their best to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. So, if I occasionally visit, they become encouraged. That's right.
Is your movement still growing? It was very popular during the Beatles era and so on and so forth.
Yes, George Harrison is a good boy. He likes me. He has given us a big house in London, about £200,000.
Oh, it's £250,000.
Yes.
So would it be true to say that perhaps without George Harrison and the Beatles, the religion wouldn't be as well known as today?
No, that is not that. That is the Western country. Nobody comes forward to give us some contribution. But this boy is very nice, he gives us sometimes. He gives us another boy, he is the great grandson of Mr. Henry Ford. His name is Helfer. He also helps us. But mostly we get our income by selling these books. We are selling books daily, $200,000 daily. That is our main source of income. And I have made a trust will in which 50% of the collection is spent for reprinting the book and 50% is spent for spreading this movement.
One or two New Zealand cities are passing bylaws which seek to ban the chanting of your disciples in the streets. Do you get much opposition like this?
Yes, but we don't depend on the city authorities, we depend on Krishna.
But does it worry you that your disciples perhaps annoy city officials by their chanting and their activities in the streets?
city authorities, they drank our country.
They annoy you. Well, they don't really understand what we're trying to do. They see it as something new and they may feel a little threatened. We found all over the world that people are coming to accept now that they understand the character of people that we're developing.
And do you think that will happen here?
Oh, yes. I think every government is looking to develop people of high moral character, and our society is doing that.
Do you attempt to speak with governments and city officials and that sort of thing to spread your message?
I think you have power to city authorities.
Yes.
Where is my friend?
Yes, we've spoken with some of the government officials. I've spoken with, well, I've had contact with Mr. Keith Romeo, not personal contact, but through the mail, and also some contact with Minister of Immigration, Mr. Dua.
How long do you intend to keep traveling and as long? And
if I stay 4 days in each center, it takes 1 year to travel all the centers.
4 days in each center takes you
1 day.
3 days.
Yeah,
I think 3 days.
We have about 102 centers all over the world.
So how many centers does that make it from quicker arithmetic?
Over 100.
And do you spend your whole year traveling, or is it only part of the year?
Do you spend your whole year traveling, or only part of the year?
I'm traveling. I live in Europe, America, Africa, Canada, India, everywhere.
So do you have a home?
I have 102 houses, but nowhere I am allowed to be. That is the difficult.
How old are you, Swami? How old?
What do you think?
Old. How old?
When one becomes old. Do you know?
Well, how many years do you have?
Yeah.
How many years?
I have 8 years.
8 years. How long have you been a Hare Krishna man?
10 years. I began this movement when I was 70 years.
What were you before that?
I was household man. And I retired. And I was living in Vrindavan, a holy place in India. My Guru Maharaj asked me to do this, so I could not begin earlier. So I thought it wise to begin at 70 years. So somehow or other, Krishna has given us some opportunity to get cooperation of these young boys, and they are helping me.
What is your opinion of the Guru Maharaj?
What is your opinion of
Guru Maharaj? Not only Guru Maharaj, so many Maharaj. This moment is authorized. Others, there are some imaginary sentiments, that's all. This Krishna consciousness movement is authorized movement, Vedic culture. And they, in the name of Vedic culture, talking some nonsense. That is the difference. Do you know our Guru Maharaj?
No.
None of you?
You've met him?
Huh?
You met him, have you?
No, what business I have to meet. He says that he is God. Do you believe that bogus statement that he is God?
You think he's an egotist?
You think he's an egotist?
That is a simple foolishness. If somebody says, I am God, do you think it is very reasonable statement? Bogus. Simple thing, bogus.
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 Bogus. Do you believe that Hare Krishna is the only true faith?
Yes. This is real knowledge. We have got, I have already told you, only on this Hare Krishna movement. There is one book by Professor Duda. Have you got that book?
No.
He has written one book, very authorized, Hare Krishna and Counter Culture. So we are being accepted by learned circle, and who cares for these rascals? Nobody cares. Only some sentiment. If there is no science, there is no knowledge. Yes, this authoritative knowledge based on Vedic culture.
But if you consider your religion to be the only religion...
It is not mine, everyone's. You are in ignorance, you do not know, therefore you are trying to educate you. It is your choice. It is not a personal thing. It is meant for the living entities that you people who do not know that we are all living entities. There is slight description of the evolution by Darwin, but he is also not in perfect knowledge. The real fact is, I am not this body, you are not this body. I am living entity within this body. Just like you are within your coat and shirt. The coat and shirt, you are not. Similarly, we living entities, we are within this gross and subtle body. The gross body is made of earth, water, air, fire. And the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and egotism. So we are within this. So nobody knows. There is no educational system. What is our real constitutional position? We are wrongly accepting this body. That kind of acceptance is there in the animals. The dog also thinking that I am this body. If I am thinking like that I am this body, then what is the difference between the dog and me? We are educating him from that point of view, that the living entity is entrapped within this body, and according to his desire, is changing different types of body and undergoing continually birth and death. So, in order to save him from this cycle of birth and death, one has to understand God or Krishna. Krishna means God. Then he comes to his real identical position, a spiritual body, and then he lives forever. He lives forever. Just like a man changing constantly dresses, that does not mean he is dying. Similarly, we do not die. Na hannate hannamani sarire. After destruction of this body, we are not dying. We remain, but we simply accept another body. So, this is a great botheration. But people are in ignorance, they are thinking that after death there is no life. This ignorance is a great, I want to say, difficult position. So we are trying to educate them how to get out of this entanglement of cycle, birth and death. And therefore there are so many books on this subject. It is a very serious movement. It is not compared to so many rascal movements. So if you are serious, you can study our books, you can try to understand the philosophy, science, then the whole human society will be benefited.
Well, I'm sure many New Zealanders would like to know the very reason why do your... why do your followers chant the Hare Krishna chant in the street? What is the reason behind this?
The reason is that Hare Krishna, Krishna is the name of God, Krishna. Krishna is absolute, God is absolute. God's name and God, there is no difference. That is absolute idea. So if you chant Krishna's name, that means you associate with Krishna, direct, God. And by associating with God, you become purified. Then the dirty things within your mind, you are thinking, I'm this body, as the dog is also thinking, I belong to America, I belong to Australia, I belong to New Zealand and India. These wrong conceptions will go out. Then we will understand that I am not this or that, I am spirit soul, part and parcel of God. Then real knowledge begins, and if we act accordingly, our life becomes successful. So this movement is not meant for you and me, for everyone who is intelligent human being.
Thank you, Swami. That wraps up for me. Unless anybody's got any more questions?
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.